All right. Well, good morning and welcome this morning to Victory Baptist Church. If you would please take your Bible for our scripture reading, we're going to be turning to the book of Ephesians and chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And if you're able, let's stand together for the reading of the Word of God. We'll be reading verse 8 through verse 14. The Bible says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. We've been talking about the Christian's walk. The Christian's walk. The word walk is something that the Bible uses to describe how a Christian should conduct himself or our conduct. It speaks of our daily steps and the things we do and our whole life as week by week goes by. And so we saw last week that God wants us to walk in love as we follow him. We saw that in chapter 5 of Ephesians. In the first few verses there, the Bible says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children," or as precious children. Follow God. Verse 2, it says, "Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." In other words, Jesus gave himself. He did his Father's will. He loved us. He loved people. And that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to follow him and love people, just like Jesus did. So we talked about that last week, but this morning we're going to be going forward here to verse 8 of Ephesians 5. Verse 8, the Bible says, "For ye were sometimes darkness." Think about that. I mean, what a statement God makes here. He's writing to the church at Ephesus, in the city of Ephesus. And the Holy Spirit, of course, the author of the Bible, says, you used to be darkness, right? You were sometimes darkness. Now, as I looked into the word sometimes, what does that mean, or what is the specific there? And it has the idea of in the past. You know, you used to be, formerly would be also a good word there. You formerly were darkness. We know that everybody who comes into this world is a sinner. And they come so cute, right? I mean, they come so cute into this world as sinners, though. We're all sinners. We all grew as sinners. And that's who Jesus came to save. He came to seek and to save sinners, seeking to save that which was lost. And so, notice God's just very direct pointing out of who we used to be here in verse 8. He says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." You see, if someone has trusted the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and God has saved them, which if someone trusts Christ, God will save them. He's faithful. If we're saved, if our sins have been cleansed and washed away, we are light. We are born of God. We're different. This idea of I'm a Christian, but I still live in darkness, it doesn't go together. It just doesn't go together. It's in opposition, and that's really what God is pointing out here. He says, we used to be darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Let me see if I can find something to illustrate this. What would be a good illustration? Oh, I don't want to hurt anybody's eyes because I tell my children not to shine flashlights in people's eyes. This one's a bright one. It's not bright there, though, is it? Okay, I'll try not to lift it. But you see that? That's a light. Now, we could turn some lights off, I suppose. Is that good? Can you turn those two off back there? All right. There. All right. So you know what God says? He says, ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Now, you may not be able to see too well, but I can. But I'm going to read verse 9. The Bible says, for the fruit of the Spirit, speaking of the Holy Spirit of God, it says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Now, God is saying to us, hey, you used to be darkness, but now you're my child. If you've been saved, you should be, you're a child of light, right? Now, can anybody who can read, can you read that? Good. Do you see that? Good. Good. Yeah. See, God says that the fruit of the Spirit, it says in verse 9, help me now, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness. Now, to put the goodness was a little hard to write on here, so I just put good. Because you know what? If we're walking in the light, see, that's what God is saying. He says, I don't want you walking in darkness any longer. If you've trusted Christ, I delivered you from dark living. I delivered you from walking in sin and disobedience. He says, I want you to be good. He says, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness. Now, the idea here of goodness in the Bible, the underlying Greek word from which the English is translated, it carries not just the idea of morally upright, okay, although it does, but it also has the idea of, get this, kind. So the idea of the fruit of the Spirit, the light God wants us to walk in, it is good, but the idea is not just morally upright, but it is kind. Okay? So in other words, if we say, are you walking in the light? We're not only saying, are you doing the right things, but are you being, what? Kind. Okay? Are you being good to them? Are you treating others in a good way, right? Loving them. When you're kind, there's elements of love, right? There's treating others with gentleness, kindness, okay? And that's how God wants us to treat others. So, read this on the flashlight again. Good, good. God wants us to walk in goodness. And goodness means kindness. Thank you. Good. Good job. Now, I'll try not to shine these in your eyes. I wonder if that will stay there. What's the next one? Goodness and what's the next one? Righteousness. Now, what does this say on here? Right. Again, I shortened it. See that? It says right. God wants us to do what is right. He says righteousness. Okay, so we've got goodness. So if we're going to walk in the light, God says it's going to be these three things. Good, which means kind, right? Yeah, kind, right? Not just doing the right things, but being loving, okay? That's walking in the, what's this called again? The light. Walking in the light. If we're going to walk in the light, God says, you used to be darkness. But if you're saved, God calls us to walk in the light, not in sin, not in disobedience, but in goodness and righteousness. Okay? Righteousness. Now, I just wrote the word right. Now, righteousness has the idea of doing what is right, right? What is obedient, what is as it should be. And get this, okay? Goodness had the idea of kindness. Righteousness has the idea of what is pleasing to God. Oh, what is pleasing to who? To God. So God wants us to walk in the light, and that is goodness, but it's also righteousness. So doing what's right and really doing what is pleasing to God. So we can say, am I walking in the light? Am I doing what is pleasing to God? You see, there are things that are not pleasing to God. There are things that cause God to be very sad. In fact, the Bible says that we shouldn't grieve God. It says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. We should ask the question, am I walking in the light? Am I walking in goodness? Am I walking in righteousness? Can you read that for me? True. Thank you. True. What is true? So notice the Bible says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. God wants us to walk in the light, and that means walking in truth. What is true? This is presenting things accurately. You know what? If I'm walking in a way which is kind of deceitful, if I'm walking in a way that sneaking around, I'm not actually being honest with people, I'm trying to trick or deceive people, and sometimes, you know, I deceive myself. God says he wants us to walk in the light. And that means walking in truth. Truth. Now, when we open the Bible, you know what we find? Truth. Truth. The Bible says about itself, the psalmist says, thy word is true. True. We can trust the Bible. God wants us to walk in the light. He wants us to walk according to what is true. You know, there's a lot of lies in this world. There are a lot of lies. Oh, I mean, we could think of many different areas. There are many lies in religion. There's lies in religion where there are things taught that are not according to the Bible. We need to walk in the light, what the Bible teaches. There's also lies in our, say, politics, in our government, right? There's all kinds of, they said this, they said that. You know, what's true, right? There's only one thing that's true, right? We need to get to the truth. God wants you and me to live in truth with a right view of the world, a right view of who God is, that he's righteous, that he's holy, that he loves you, that you are created in his image as he wants you to be, that hell is real, that heaven is a real place, and that we can only get there by trusting Jesus. You know, truth, there's so many aspects of truth. Are we walking in the light? So we've seen here, I'm going to turn the main lights on now for the next couple minutes, okay, so that you can see your Bible a little better. Look at your Bible again, Ephesians 5. We're talking this morning about the Christian's walk, the way we live, the way we think. God wants us to live right. He says in verse 8, again, he says, "For ye were sometimes darkness." You used to be darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. The idea of reprove means to refute or to expose. Reprove them. Just like when you turn on the lights, right? Darkness runs and hides, okay? And God says, where there's light, darkness and light don't dwell together. And so light exposes darkness. Verse 12, it says, "For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, the dark things of the world, of disobedience, those who don't listen to God and who disobey God." Verse 13, "But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light." And now I want you to look at verse 14. It's the last verse I'm going to read. It says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee," what? "Light." Awake, God says. You know what? Here's another illustration. That word awake is the idea of come to a alertness, right? He's like, I don't want you to live your life just kind of moping around and maybe in a drowsy state of oh, whatever, you know, just oh, whatever, and never taking a stand for what's right, never making deliberate choices to do what is right. I'll tell you what, the flow of the world is going against what God says. The majority of people live their life just going the way of the world, and often characterized by darkness. Darkness. Disobedience to God, not really caring what God says. But God says, I don't want you to live that way. If you've trusted Jesus, you're to walk as children of light. You're my children. And so we can see that a Christian should live differently. A Christian should live, and we're going to review these three things. The three things I wrote on the flashlights. We have that which is good, that which is true, and that which is right. In all goodness and righteousness and truth. So help me now. Goodness carries the idea of not only being morally upright, but also being kind. And righteousness has the idea of not just doing what's right, but specifically what is pleasing to who? To God.